Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a great joy to be in your midst, to see your beautiful country, your beautiful people with beautiful hearts. And God is united as one body through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Although I'm coming from India, when we praise and worship the Lord, I feel at home. The reason is I know that I am the part of the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are all as one. And I bring greetings to you from sunny India to sunny Cary Fergus. And your pastor this morning, he said, mate, you brought the sun along with you to Ireland. And surely God is going to speak to you. You have a wonderful servant of God. Pastor Johnny is an anointed man of God, a man who has a great heart for our nation, India. And I discovered it yesterday evening only, as we were having heart-to-heart talk. He was expressing his burden, his desire for our nation, and also the wonderful anointing that God had given him. I praise and thank God for him. You are truly a blessed congregation indeed. Today I want to quickly go to the Word of God without any delay. I would be speaking to you on the subject of faith, and I will be placing Elijah as an example before you. Would you kindly turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. I'll be quoting from the New King James Version. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. This is one of our favorite scripture portions. The scripture says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Many times, we try to please God in ever so many ways, is it not? We try to please God through traditions. We try to please God by doing something for Him with our dress code and working up something. We think, I can somehow please God. If you come to India, you'll know how the people in our nation struggle to please God. They walk without any shoes, hundreds of miles to see a holy place. Some would pierce themselves with many things just to please God. Some would beat themselves, roll on the floor. Many people do ever so many things to please God. And many times, Christians also, they get caught up in many rituals and they're caught up in many traditions. And in many ways, they think, if I do this, if I do that, perhaps I can please God. But here, the Bible gives us a very clear way by which we can please God. The Bible says, for without faith, we cannot please God. So, when we have faith in us, faith on God, faith on His Word, God is pleased with us. Hallelujah. He honors us. He rewards us. The Bible says He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So when you have faith in God, God rewards you. Hallelujah. So today I'm going to speak to you on faith. So before I go into the faith of Elijah, first we shall see what is this faith. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. Then, what do you mean by faith? In that same chapter, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, the definition of faith is clearly given in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. We can divide it into two parts. The first part is, faith is a substance of things hoped for. This is the first part. The second part is, it is the evidence of things not seen. So what is the first part? The first part is faith is the substance of things that we hope for. One of the translations, it says like this: faith, it gives substance. It gives substance to the things that you are hoping for, longing for, praying for. It materializes the thing, the dream, the vision that you have. By faith, it materializes. It gives substance to that. You may be praying for your, that substance can be anything. That substance can be your healing. That substance that you're hoping for can be the finances that you're praying for. The substance that you're asking for may be a particular blessing. Whatever that you are hoping for, through faith, you can have it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Let me give you a testimony. There was a small boy in India in 2007 and 8. We were hit with a financial recession because there was a recession going in the United States. So we were also hit because we are much economically, we linked with the United States of America through the IT sector. So there was no job anywhere. And there was a small boy in a village. He wanted to get a job. He is desperate for a job. Everyone in the family had to work and get some money for sustenance. So he goes to a nursery and he applies for a job. Just a small boy, skin and bone, thin boy. And not only he applied, 26 other boys in that village also, they want to get that job. So the boss, he said, I have to keep a test. The survival of the fittest, the one who is able to do certain things, only they can get the job. He showed the field and he said, there are so many samplings, mango samplings are there. You have to go and uproot them. And the one who gets the most number of it will get the job. So all the boys, they ran into the field and they want to get that sampling. At the time, the other boys who were competing with him looked at him and said, you are just skin and bone. You can just as well go home. Why are you even trying? You won't even last half an hour in the field. You have no strength at all. They mocked at him. They ridiculed him and so on. But that little boy, he was a boy of faith. He had faith in his heart. He quoted Psalm 27 and verse 11 and he said, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength. He will give me the strength. When he confessed that and when he started the work, to his own surprise, he felt very energetic, full of strength. He was able to do that work. By afternoon, every boy who started with him, one by one began to drop off. One by one, they fell off. And by afternoon, only two were left, himself and another hefty, strong boy. And again, the boy, he mocked and he said, I'm so surprised how you made it this far. But I tell you, you are going to fail. You can't do this. You're too weak. You're straining yourself. You go home. But that skinny boy, he laughed and he said, you know what? You will fall off, but I'm going to continue. I'm going to secure this job. My dear brothers and sisters, what happened was, by evening, even that hefty, strong, muscular guy, he got so fatigued and he said, I cannot go on. And he left the field. But he continued and he finished. He uprooted all those samplings and he was able to secure the job. My dear brothers and sisters, this little boy, he did not have strength. He was just a bag of bones. He didn't have the energy. He didn't have the strength. But the strength that he hoped for by faith was given to him. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, there may be so many things you may be lagging in your life. You may be desiring. You may be looking for. You may be hoping for. By faith, you can have it. The Bible says, faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. Whatever you're hoping for, by faith, you can have it. Hallelujah. So when you say faith means faith in the Word of God, it's not just any faith. People have faith in other human beings. People have faith in their governments. People have faith in their own self. Not that faith I'm talking about. Faith means faith in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Whatever the Word of God says I can have, surely I can have it. Hallelujah. The second part, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen is the second part. What do you mean by evidence of things not seen? That means you may say, I'm praying and praying, but I don't seem to get the thing for which I'm praying for. My dear brothers and sisters, if you're truly praying a prayer of faith, you will never say, I am praying, I am not getting it. The reason is, deep down in your heart, you receive an assurance. An unshakable assurance comes into you. An evidence comes into your heart that even before you see it, you already have it. So that is the evidence. Faith is the evidence that comes into you of the things not seen. You may not have to see it immediately. When you're praying a prayer of faith, it may not happen immediately, but you know deep down within you, whether it happens now, or it happens 20 years from now, or even 50 years from now, I don't care, because I have received an evidence in my heart, an assurance, an unshakable confidence in my heart that the thing for which I have prayed for, I already have it. My dear brothers and sisters, we have to take that step of faith that you have, should have an absolute faith in the Word of God. Whatever the Word of God says, I can have it, I have it. Hallelujah. That is the evidence of things not seen. Although you don't see it, but in your heart, you have the evidence. You have the assurance, I have it. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said in Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. Hallelujah. You have to believe that you will have them. You will surely have them. My dear brothers and sisters, today, instead of acting upon what you see, what do you hear, and don't be moved by the circumstances and the situation, but you should have the faith in you. If the Word of God says so, I have it. That evidence when you receive in your heart, there is a great confidence comes to you, a great peace comes into you. You're not hasty anymore. You're not worried anymore. You say, even though I don't see it, I already have it, and God will bring the thing which you're hoping for to come to pass. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to, as an example, we're going to look at Elijah, how this man, by faith, he did great things. So we saw what is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You don't have to see to believe something. You have received an evidence in your heart even before you're seeing it, and therefore you are full of confidence, full of praises, full of thanksgiving that God had given it to you. God will bring that thing to pass which you're praying for. Now we're going to look at the faith of Elijah, how he exercised his faith, how he exhibited his faith, and we're going to learn certain lessons from his life. Would you turn your Bibles to James chapter 5, verse 17 to verse 18, I shall read. James chapter 5, verse 17 to verse 18. Elijah was a man with nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. My dear brothers and sisters, we all know this Elijah is a great man of faith. And when you look at his life, he's showing certain faith in his life from which we should learn. And I'm going to place just 5 important characteristics of faith based on Elijah. We shall go one by one. Firstly, what is this faith? Faith hears and sees things which we cannot, which the world cannot see and hear. That is the first point. Secondly, faith is strong when there is no evidence of God's working. Thirdly, faith always says, go and look again. Fourthly, faith believes big when it only sees a little evidence. Finally, faith begins with nothing and it ends up with mighty things. All these five things can be seen in the life of Elijah. This is the faith that Elijah exhibited in Mount Carmel. Firstly, faith hears and sees the things which the world cannot see and hear. Now turn your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41. I'm reading for you. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. My dear brothers and sisters, you will all be knowing the story of Elijah. The children of Israel, they backslid and they went away from the Lord. They went after the idols. They went after the worship of Baal. And therefore, Elijah, the man of God, he said, there shall be no rain for 3.5 years. And at his word, there was a severe drought in the land. But after that, after a period of time, this Elijah once again goes back to Ahab and he challenges him. He says, let us have a challenge to know which God is the true and the living God. Either Baal is God or Jehovah is the true and the living God. So in Mount Carmel, there is a big face-off. And when Elijah, he prayed, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the offering. And all the people, they saw this great manifestation of God's power and they turned their hearts back to the Lord. And now Elijah, who said, who had put a curse upon the land that it would not rain, he wanted to break it one more time. So he goes up to the tallest peak of Mount Carmel and he's now praying that once again this 3.5 years drought would end and a big rain would come. So what he does is, he bows his face to the ground with his face between his knees and he began to pray for fervent rain. But mighty brothers and sisters, even though there was no sign of any cloud, there was no sign of any rain, yet this man by faith, what did he say? He looked at his servant and he says, go and tell Ahab that I hear the sound of abundance of rain. My dear brothers and sisters, even before the rain came, even before there is no sign of any rain, when the sky is still blue, this man is able to hear the abundance of rain. That is why I told you, faith hears and sees things which the world cannot see, which the world cannot hear. Hallelujah. By faith, he is able to hear the mighty outpouring of rain. So by faith, he was able to hear it. When you have faith in your heart, you're not moved by the circumstances. You're not moved by the situation. You're not moved by the evidence that is already there. But if you have faith in your heart, you have a special ear. You have a special eyesight. The world cannot see certain things that you will start seeing. The world will not hear certain things, but you will be hearing. You know why? Because when you have faith in your heart, you are tuned with God. You see what God sees. You hear what God hears. Hallelujah. So you are tuned to the frequency of God. That is what happened in the life of Elijah. Even though there was no rain and drought and the land is cracked and there is a drought, no water anywhere, he says, I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. My dear brothers and sisters, So when you have faith, you can hear and see things which the world cannot see and hear. Let me give you an example. Usually when they train dogs, they will use a special whistle called as the dog whistle. I'm sure you may be knowing that. Because no matter how hard you blow that whistle, to your great surprise, you will not hear anything. The person who's next to you will not be hearing anything at all. But if there is a dog loitering about somewhere, supposing in this campus, if you blow that whistle, immediately it will put up its ear and it will pay attention to you and it may even come running to you. Why is this? Because the hearing frequency of this dog is higher than the human beings. The dog can hear frequencies which a normal human being cannot hear. So even though no matter how hard you blow that whistle, you will not hear anything, but the dog will hear it. The same way, when you have the faith of God, when you have the faith in the Word of God, when you take the Word of God as it is, and when you start believing in it, if the Word of God says so, I can have it, suddenly you will hear things which the world cannot hear. Because your frequency is in tune with the frequency of God. Hallelujah. You will see things. God will give you visions. He will show you the things that are going to happen in Ireland. The future of Ireland, God will show to you. It may be funny to those who are seated along near you. They may not be able to see it, but you will see it because of faith. Hallelujah. So you're going to see the coming judgment. You're going to see the coming move of God. You're going to see great things by faith. Elijah, even though there was no rain, he was able to hear the abundance of rain. Today, when you have faith in God, you can see yourself healed. You can see yourself prospering. You can hear yourself doing great things for God. You can see yourself coming together as a family and worshiping God. My dear brothers and sisters, you will see and hear things which the world cannot see and hear. Secondly, faith is strong when there is no evidence of God's work. Firstly, we saw faith sees and hears things which the world cannot see and hear. Secondly, faith is strong when there is no evidence of God's work. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 43 says, "And Elijah said to his servant, 'Go up now and look towards the sea.'" Now Elijah is praying in Mount Carmel. Fervently he's praying for rain to come. And then after he prayed for a while, he calls his servant and he says, "Come here, now go up to the mountain. Go and look in the horizon. Is there any rain, any evidence of rain?" So what happens? The servant, he runs towards the sea and he looks towards the sea and he comes back. And he looks at Elijah and he says, "Elijah, I think you've been praying for half an hour, maybe 1 hour, but I don't see anything happening. There is no evidence of rain at all." When Elijah hears that, he does not give up. What he does is he continues to pray. Even though there is no evidence of God working, "I have prayed so much. I have prayed for almost 1 hour, 2 hours. What happened to my prayer? All our prayers have gone in vain. My prayer is gone in vain." We would have said like that, but he didn't say like that because he was a man of faith. Even though there is no evidence of God working at all, even though there is no evidence of God moving at all, he did not give up his prayer. My dear brothers and sisters, many times when you pray and pray and you believe, and it seems that God is not at all bothered. It may seem that God is not at all working. Don't get discouraged. You keep on praying, you keep on believing. You keep on praying and keep on believing for a change in your Ireland. You keep on and pray, keep on praying for your finances. You pray and keep on believing for your healing. You keep on, You keep on praying for your loved ones, even though there is no evidence, you don't give up. Hallelujah. Why you don't give up? The reason is you have faith in your heart. You are not moved by the circumstances. You are not moved by what you see. You don't move by what you hear. Even though there is no evidence of God's working, when you have faith in your heart, you will keep on going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So none of the children of God should get discouraged when the situation don't seem to go according to what you have wished. Even though there is no evidence of God's working, if you have faith in you, deep down in your heart, you have an assurance. The thing for which I have prayed for, I am going to see that happen. I am going to see that happen. Thirdly, faith always says, you go and look again. First I said, faith hears and sees things which the world cannot see and hear. Secondly, I told you, faith keeps on believing even though there is no evidence of God's working. Thirdly, faith says, you go and look again. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 43 says, and Elijah said to his servant, go up now and look towards the sea. So he went up and he looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, you go again. My dear brothers and sisters, here this verse says, and seven times he said, go and look again. When you have faith in your heart, you will look again and again and again for miracles. Hallelujah. Now, Elijah is praying in the top of Mount Carmel. First time the servant had gone to the cliff and he saw, is there any rain? Any clouds of rain? There is nothing. He comes back and he says, nothing, Elijah. But this Elijah did not give up. What did he say? After he prayed for some time, he said, now you go and see again. Now this lad, he runs again and he sees. And he comes back with a disappointing news. He says, nothing. Sorry, Elijah, you're praying so much. I think you're making a fool of yourself. Nothing is happening. But Elijah did not give up. He might have prayed for another half an hour. And he says, now you go and look again. Now this boy runs towards the sea again. And again he looks for some evidence of rain. Clear blue sky. Not even one little cloud anywhere. Again he comes back and he says, Elijah, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. You're praying, you're a good man. But you see, it's not going to rain today. There's no evidence of rain at all. If you and I would have been in that place, what you would have said? Okay then, let's pack our bags, let's go down and go have a coffee and we'll go home. That is what we would have said. But Elijah, he didn't stop looking for miracles. Because deep down in his heart, he's a man of faith. He already had heard the abundance of rain. Now all that he wants is God, a small sign of God's working. That's all. So he said, no, you go look again. Not just one or two times. Seven times this fellow had to go again and again and again. I even appreciate that servant of Elijah. If I would have been in the place, come on, Elijah. Come on, get real. Be realistic. Let's pack and go home. Enough of this fuss. He would have said like that. But Elijah, he said, no, you go look again and again and again. My dear brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged by the negative reports. Don't give up on God. If you have faith within you, you are not moved by any news, any adverse situations. You are not moved by anything. Because deep down you have received an assurance in your heart that God is going to do something. Hallelujah. God's plan is greater for you. His hand is so mighty that he said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He gives an open challenge. You serve such a mighty God who created the heavens and the earth. Nothing is impossible with him. And when you have that faith in you, you're not moved by anything. Even though there is no evidence of God's working, you keep on looking again and again and again for miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our dear pastor, he said, so many wonderful things that happened in India through him. Yesterday I was talking to him. He said, you ask and you keep on asking till God does it. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, when you ask, you keep on asking, it will be given to you. When you knock the heaven's door, you keep on knocking until the door is open for you. Hallelujah. So you keep on looking for miracles. Keep on believing, keep on praying, and keep on looking for miracles. For God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. The thing which you are hoping for, it is going to materialize. God is going to give it to you. And fourthly, faith believes in big things when it only sees a little. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 44 says, and it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud, as small as a man's hand, rising out of the sea. My dear brothers and sisters, faith believes big things when it sees a little. Finally, the seventh time around, the servant goes to the edge of the cliff towards the sea. He looks and he comes with the news. He says, Elijah, now I'm seeing a small cloud, just a small cloud. That is to say, Elijah, don't get your hopes too high. Nothing big is happening, just a small cloud. My dear brothers and sisters, when there is an indication of God is doing a small thing in your life, what we are supposed to do is, that is the time we should rejoice, jump, and thank God, because greater things are going to follow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor shared his testimony. He was in a meeting in India, and there was a Scottish man preaching the word, and he gave a lot of promises. God is going to heal you. God is going to do this and that. And finally, he invited people, those who were sick, to come and be prayed for. And he was down, not on the podium, so he went and he ministered to the people. At the time, there was a man with a camera. Probably he was having a DSLR hanging in his neck. And he said, you come with me. I want you to pray for a man. So he goes and he prays. When he started praying, then only he discovers that man is a completely crippled man. He cannot walk. And then the fellow with the camera, he says, I'm coming from the so-and-so news agency. So your pastor didn't know what to do. Okay. He kept on praying. He kept on believing. And then he said, after praying for some time, he took that man by his shoulders, behind the back, and he asked him to walk. So they walked down the down the aisle. A lot of people, they made way for him. He said, as the Red Sea parted, the people parted for him in the crowd. So when he walked, he was bearing the whole weight of the man from behind and helping him to walk. But when they turned and when they came back again, now he can see a small indication of God's work. And that is, he didn't feel his body weight as much as he felt before. That means now he's trying to walk a little bit. My dear brother, as he began to walk, soon enough God's power came upon him and he began to walk by himself. My dear brothers and sisters, in your life also, you may be praying for many years or you may be praying for many hours. There may be no indication of God's work, but only a small indication you might have received. The husband you are praying for, he should change. He might have said, okay, today I'll come to the church. He's not saved, he's not baptized. At least he said, I'll come to the church with you today. That's a small indication. You may have so much pain in your body. After prayer, you may feel a little better than before. It's just a small indication. You may speak to yourself, okay, I'm feeling a little better. Nothing great had happened. I prayed so much. I believed so much. Nothing great had happened. But my dear brothers and sisters, even when there is a small indication, even there's a small indication, don't despise the small things that God does in your life. Hallelujah. You may be in great debt, but God had given you the ability to slowly pay back those debts. You're slowly coming out of that. Small indication only. Small things God is doing. When you receive those small things, it is then you should jump for joy and give the glory to God, because mighty things are going to follow in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this servant of Elijah, he comes and he says, I see a small cloud. You know, what did Elijah, this man of faith, he said? He looked at his servant and said, go quickly and tell King Ahab to get ready his chariots and horses and ask him to flee the storm, because before he goes to the palace, he might get drenched with the rain. That boy might have wondered, it's just a small cloud. It can disappear any time. But Elijah is jumping for joy. He's telling, go and tell Ahab to get his horses ready. And because before the rain could catch him up, let him go to the palace. That is the words of faith he spoke that day. My dear brothers and sisters, and this boy, he goes and tells Ahab, get your chariots ready. Go to your palace, because there is going to be a mighty outpouring of rain. Because Elijah believed that little small cloud is going to grow into big dark clouds of rain, and there is going to be a mighty outpouring. As he believed, that small little cloud which he saw in the horizon, it began to expand, it began to grow, the wind blew, and the dark clouds started to fill the sky, and there was a heavy downpour of rain, ending 3.5 years of severe drought. My dear brothers and sisters, this happened because even at the small indication, he rejoiced and he spoke words of faith. He said, asking Ahab to get his chariots and horses and ready, and ask him to go to the palace before the rain would catch up with him. My dear brothers and sisters, and if you would praise God for the small things that God is going to do in your life, you are going to see mighty things God doing in your life. Hallelujah. So praise God for the little things, small things God is doing in your life. God is going to do mighty things. And this chariot, Ahab, he takes his chariots and he's heading towards his palace. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Elijah. And what did he do? The Bible says he outran the horses of Ahab. Today God is going to give you such a faith, such strength in your life, you are not going to be discouraged. God's people are not going to be discouraged, because God is on our side. Hallelujah. Small things, don't despise it. Praise God for every situation. Mighty things are going to follow you. Mighty works are going to follow you in your life. And finally, I want to say just one more thing and I want to close. Finally, faith begins with nothing and it always ends up with mighty things. Hallelujah. When Elijah started out, he started with nothing. When people start out with faith, they start out with nothing. But the end result of that is they are with mighty things, great things. Today you may have nothing in your life. All you have in your life is one thing, that is the promise of God. That is more than enough for you. Hallelujah. The word of God is enough for you. And when you start believing, when your eyes is upon God, you may have nothing, but you're going to end up with mighty things. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that today? How many of you believe that you're going to end up with mighty things? Don't worry about, I don't have a house, I don't have a good job, I don't have this, I don't have that. Don't worry about those things. You're going to end up with mighty things. When we started our church, so only started with just 10 or 20 people. We had nothing. We started in a garage, in a downstairs. But by faith, we started believing. And by faith, we went on. There was no one to support us at that time. There was no mission support from abroad or anything. But we believed that God can do mighty things in our life. Today, God has given us a huge campus where more than 4,000 people can sit and worship God at the same time. 6 services are conducted every Sunday. People in great numbers, they're thronging to the church, and we are now building churches in the rural areas. We have 4 major churches in the city of Chennai. All these things happen when we started with nothing, and we have ended up with mighty things. Why? It is by faith. By clinging on to the promise of God. For with Him, all things are possible. Shall we all stand up and exalt him and worship him? Today his power is going to fall upon you. Today God is going to do great and mighty things in your life. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter, you don't have anything. His promises are there for you. Hallelujah. Just cling on to the promises of God. Today God is going to do mighty things. Hallelujah. The God of Elijah is your God. The God of Elijah is your God. God is not a respecter of person. He is not a respecter of person. Today he will not despise you. He will not despise your prayer. He is a rewarder of your faith. Hallelujah. Today look at the Lord and say, Lord, I exalt you, Lord. Just worship him and say, Lord, I exalt you, Lord, because you are a great God. You are a mighty God. There is none like you, Lord. We are a people of faith, O Master. We are not moved by the circumstances. We are not moved by the adverse news that we hear, O Lord. You are in control, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will keep on believing. We'll keep on looking for miracles. Hallelujah. You are a God who rewards us, O Master. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Today you might have come with problems. You might have come with a broken body. You might have come here with sickness. You might have come with so many confusions. You might have come here with doubt also, but today the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. He says, you just cling on to me, you believe my word, I'm going to do mighty things for you. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. You're going, that substance, the thing that you're hoping for, God is going to bring it to pass in your life. It is going to materialize in your life. That healing might not be there, but by his stripes you are healed. Cling on to the promise of God. It is going to become a reality in your life. Hallelujah. Why not you just worship the Lord and say, Lord, all I need to do is exalt you, Lord. Exalt the Lord and thank the Lord and praise the Lord for the small things that God had done in your life. Great things are on its way. I tell you, great things are on its way. If you would believe, you're going to see the glory of God. If you believe, you're going to see the glory of God. All things are possible to him who believes. Hallelujah. Lord, we believe you, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. Shall we worship him? Hallelujah.